time for him to find another PR company. But Clint's been with us from the beginning. I've slept with Clint, after signing that form agreeing not to reveal he's gay, of course. Gail ignored the last part of what Joshua had said. She didn't condone her employees having sex with the firm's clients, but she'd already written Josh up for his inappropriate relationship with Clint. It seemed pointless to go over her objections again, especially at this late date. What Joshua said about Clint was true. He'd been the first up-and-coming actor to take a risk on her, and she'd done a hell of a job for him at a steal of a price. She'd expected more loyalty. They'd come so far together. He was bigger now than he'd ever been, and she'd helped make that happen. He tried to explain. Joshua broke in. Explain what? That he was caving in to the pressure of the Hollywood heavyweights who've joined Simon O'Neill and turned against us? He's afraid staying with us will adversely affect his career. Simon promised him a part in his next movie, and he's positive it will disappear if he doesn't kowtow.
Simon's a bastard, an alcoholic bastard.
She narrowed her eyes. You haven't slept with him, have you? For just a moment, she allowed herself to imagine what it would do to the almighty Simon's career to leak that information. He'd never be able to play a romantic male lead again. But she knew what Joshua was going to say before he said it.
He's yummy enough that I'd sleep with him if I had the chance. I don't know many people who wouldn't, except you, he added as an afterthought. But he's not gay.
Right. She attempted a shrug, even though she'd had her fantasies about Simon, too. Who hadn't? Too bad. He leaned on his knuckles as if he was planning to reveal a big secret.
He is a womanizer, though. I bet we could come up with all kinds of dirt.
She waved him to silence. Not the kind that'll surprise anyone. His wife left him because he couldn't keep his pants zipped. His exploits in that area are second only to Tiger Woods's. Even if she had the goods, she doubted she could bring herself to destroy him. She was hurt and angry, but she didn't believe in creating bad karma.
So what do we do?
Josh asked. What can we do? Drawing a deep breath, she tried to sit tall in her chair, like she was used to doing when barking out orders and handling calls in rapid succession. She thrived on the adrenaline that sustained her on any given day, but her groove was gone, along with her clients. Sagging against her expensive leather chair, she thought about calling the actors who'd fired her. If only she could talk them into coming back. But it was no use. She'd already tried that. No one would cross Simon except a few inconsequential clients who didn't care enough about him to follow his lead, and three of them were charities she repped pro bono. He's going with Chelsea Seagate at Pierce Matty, she added dully.
No! Joshua punched the air. That bitch has everyone.
Also, thanks to Simon. He'd been with Big Hit for 3 years and knew they were rivals, so he'd gone to Chelsea and taken almost 50 of Gail's 64 other clients there, too. Pierce will regret letting Chelsea sign him. Simon will ruin them. There isn't a PR firm in America or anywhere else that can protect the image of a client so bent on self-destruction. Since his wife left, he's worse than Charlie Sheen ever was.
At least PM will die a slow death, Joshua said, dropping into the chair across from her. How long before we have to close our doors?
She pursed her lips as she glanced around her swanky office. There'd been days when she'd been unable to believe her own success. Now, it all seemed to have been an illusion. 2 months? Could she even hold out that long? He rocked forward.
That's it?
Our overhead is huge, Josh. Rent alone is $15,000. Together with salaries for 20 people, the money will dry up fast. His next words were muffled. He'd buried his face in the stylish scarf he wore under the collar of his too-cool jacket.
When do we tell the others?
She couldn't bear to see him slumped over like that. He'd told her not to cast Simon aside, but she'd done it anyway. Simon had deserved to be cut from her client roster. He'd been asking for it, but he wasn't anyone to mess with, and he'd proven that. Struggling under the weight of her responsibility, she got up and walked to the interior window overlooking the expansive lobby designed to impress visitors.